All his normal astronaut's reflexes were upset. He had to think before he made every movement. Like a man in a trance, he walked slowly from his bare, unfurnished half of the room toward the hotel suite. It did not, as he had almost expected, disappear as he approached, but remained perfectly real, and apparently perfectly solid. He stopped beside the coffee table. On it sat a conventional Bell System vision phone, complete with a local directory. He bent down and picked up the volume with his clumsy gloved hands. It bore, in the familiar type he had seen thousands of times, the name Washington, D.C. Then he looked more closely, and for the first time he had objective proof that, although this might be real, he was not on Earth.